Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: walking in an acceptable and worthy manner of God. Chapter 3. Made acceptable or worthy to present oneself acceptable or worthy to God. No matter how intensely a person presents oneself to God to serve Him, no matter how wide one's effort is, or no matter how extensive an offering or sacrifice a person seeks to present to God is, the Lord does not recognize or receive anything of a person if one does not present oneself before Him also in an acceptable and worthy way according to what is considered as such by the Lord. Many people try to present themselves to God in the most varied ways, with intensity, extensive efforts, and even with many material resources or sacrifices. However, because many individuals do not pay attention or do not accept that what is pleasing to God is also inseparable from the acceptable and worthy way of the Lord, these individuals end up seeing their attempts to please God fall so often into attempts devoid of benefits or entirely frustrated. On the other hand, in the world, there are also many people who strive to be able to become pleasing to God along with being acceptable to the Lord, but even so they fail to do it because they do not understand or do not accept the fact that they, by themselves, can never reach the condition of being pleasing, acceptable, or worthy before the Lord. Therefore, just as, 1, a person can only present oneself in a living way to God if one has already been made alive in the Lord, and just as, 2, a person can only present oneself in a holy way to God if one has already received from the Lord the condition of being sanctified or set apart to be His, so also, 3. A person can only come to present oneself in a pleasing, acceptable, or worthy way to God if one has previously received from the Lord the condition that allows him or her to present oneself in this way to God. As we discussed in the previous themes of the series on the subject of walking in newness of life, a Christian is called to walk in newness of life because this novelty is already given to him or her in Christ Jesus, which also applies to the matter of presenting oneself to God to walk acceptably to the Lord or worthy of Him. In the new covenant that God offers to human beings through faith in Christ Jesus as Lord, what God asks Christians to do is preceded by the Lord's provision for them to accomplish it. A principle that also applies to the matter of the pleasing, acceptable, or worthy manner in which Christians are called to present themselves to God to walk in newness of life. Given this, if the call to present oneself worthy of God or to walk acceptably to God might seem like an excessively high demand in some people's eyes, it would only be so if God did not first provide what is needed for a Christian to act in this way. So, a Christian can present oneself acceptably or worthily to God because, through Christ Jesus, one has been made justified from one's sins and trespasses before the Lord, there being no other way but through Christ Jesus to a person come to be justified from one's sins and iniquities before God. Let us remember below, then, one of the texts that show us the condition of the opposition of the human being in general towards God, but which also shows us the fundamental aspect for a person to be able to present oneself justified before one's only eternal Creator. Romans 3, 10, 12, 18, and 21-26. As it is written, "There is none righteous, no, not one. They have all turned aside, they have together become unprofitable, there is none who does good, no, not one. There is no fear of God before their eyes. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood, through faith, to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. In Christ Jesus, a person finds the condition of being able to put off the old man subject to the path of sin, iniquity, darkness, and eternal death, as well as also in Christ, a Christian finds the condition of being able to put on the new inner man, which is created by God in truth and righteousness, receiving the Christian, for this, in Christ Jesus, the condition of being acceptable and worthy before God. As we have broadly discussed in the previously mentioned theme of the gospel of the righteousness of God, all the work or the provision of justification of the human being who has become an enemy of God by becoming a friend of sin has already been carried out by the Heavenly Father in Christ Jesus. Therefore, the personal relationship with Christ Jesus is also the only means by which a person can become acceptable or worthy before God, as well as the only means for an individual to remain in this condition. Therefore, without dwelling too long on this point, we believe it is opportune to briefly recall below some more texts addressed more widely in the various subjects on the Gospel of God. Colossians 1:21-23. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy, and blameless, and above reproach in his sight, if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Romans 5:19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So, a first essential aspect of a Christian's life so that one can present oneself to God in an acceptable way or worthy of the Lord refers to one remaining in the condition that one initially received from Christ when one received one's salvation in the Lord and by which one was made acceptable before God, as follows. Colossians 2:6-7. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Without a Christian remaining in righteousness and heavenly grace, by which one was justified, saved, and set apart to belong to the Lord, one will never be able to present oneself in a way that is pleasing and worthy of the Lord, for this point is an indispensable prerequisite for every person who longs to be in an acceptable condition before God. And similarly to heavenly grace and righteousness, the same point in the previous paragraph also occurs regarding a Christian's faith or trust in the Lord. Once a Christian has received God's righteousness and grace by believing in Christ Jesus as Lord to be saved and made initially acceptable in the kingdom of God, it is also by abiding in faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that a Christian can continue in an acceptable condition of life before God. If a person has received in Christ Jesus the salvation granted through faith in God's provision to be acceptable to the kingdom of God, it is also through faith in the same provision of God in Christ Jesus that one is called to stand to continue in the condition of being acceptable before the heavenly kingdom, for the very faith, by which one can please God, is also granted and sustained exclusively by the Lord Jesus to and in those who keep their hearts looking unto him. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Given this, we can see that the following words of the Lord Jesus Christ, which we have so often highlighted throughout the systemic teaching about Christian life, also apply to presenting oneself to God in a way that is pleasing, acceptable, or worthy of the Lord. John 15, 4-5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Regarding presenting oneself before God in a living, holy, and acceptable way, a person can only do so through fellowship with Christ and what is previously granted to him or her by salvation in Christ Jesus, through fellowship with him, and by abiding in him. John 14, 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. As we also discussed in the theme The Gospel of the Righteousness of God, the Lord makes people worthy before him through his Spirit and through the provision granted to them through faith in the righteousness that is in Christ Jesus so that they can also continue to be worthy based on this same provision. God does not save those who receive his gospel so that they, in the saved condition, seek to present themselves pleasing to God again through the efforts of the flesh or the law of Moses that in Christ Jesus was declared obsolete and abrogated. The attempts of a Christian to want to please God through the efforts of the fleshly life, which can also be expressed by the intention of wanting to please God by following the law of external norms and precepts similar to those of the law of the first covenant, will never be considered as an acceptable or worthy way before God, for they represent actions subject to deception, fascination, or enchantment, as the following text also warns us. Galatians 2:19-3, 14. For I through the law died to the law that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. O foolish Galatians! Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, In you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law, to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. In this way, it is by having been made acceptable to God through Christ Jesus and by continuing to believe that it is in Christ Jesus that one continues to be pleasing to God that a Christian can also move forward to present oneself as an acceptable sacrifice or in a worthy manner of God. and this, to also achieve the purposes the Lord has for one's life after one has been made acceptable before God or worthy of the heavenly kingdom and its newness of life. 2 Thessalonians 1, 11-12. Therefore we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13, 20-21. Now may the God of peace who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.